From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At polling places around the country, the lines have been long on this election day. Reports show more voters are turning out than ever before.
Polls have just closed in six states in the eastern part of the country. They total 58 electoral votes, among them Georgia, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Indiana. NPR is projecting President Bush will win in all of those states. His challenger, Senator John Kerry, is expected to take Vermont, and the sixth state, Virginia, is considered too close to call right now. NPR's Mara Liasson is following the presidential contest. She joins us in the studio. And Mara, let's talk about the last gasp of this campaign as it entered its final hours. What were the candidates trying to do as the election
dawned? Well, the last gasp
today?
Of the campaign was pretty similar to the earlier gasps. The candidates were trying to turn out their vote, and they were campaigning in the battleground states, which steadily shrunk. I mean, we got a smaller and smaller geographic battleground. We got smaller and smaller pool of undecided voters who were available to these candidates. And you saw the candidates go again and again to Ohio and Florida, and that arc of northern Midwest states, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, where values are so important. And that's where they concentrated their efforts. I think it's interesting, of the states you just mentioned where the polls just closed, these in general, except for Vermont, are not states where John Kerry bothered to compete, because he is trying to be the first Democrat in a very, very long time, I think ever, to win the White House without a single state of the old South.
Now, how would he do that if he does cobble together a victory without the South? How does he do it?
He does it with Pennsylvania, which has been trending to him, one of Ohio and Florida, and then winning some of that arc of the Midwestern states, northern Midwestern states, Iowa, Minnesota, possibly Wisconsin. He has gone looking to the Southwest, which is kind of the alternative to the South for Democrats. The theory is that there's a surging Hispanic population in the Southwest that should be kind of good hunting grounds for Democrats. And New Mexico is certainly a possibility for him. Al Gore won there last time.
I want to bring Andy Kohut into this conversation. Andy Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. And we heard Mara talk about moral values, family values, which is popping up as a big voting issue this time around.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues that are concerning people. The economy at 19% is one of the top ones. 19% cited it as on their mind when they were casting a ballot. 18% said terrorism. But surprisingly, more, 22%, said moral values. Especially more than the percentage you said Iraq. Only 15% said Iraq. So moral values is an important issue in this election.
And terrorism?
Terrorism, 18%, in the top tier. But the surprise to me, again, is how strong moral values is as an issue that people were thinking about today.
You've been looking at the exit polls coming out. What are voters saying about how they feel about the last 4 years?
Well, just as the pre-election polls have shown us, it's a mixed verdict. On the one hand, President Bush gets a thin majority for the way of saying that they approve of the way he's handled his job, 51% in the preliminary exit polls. Yet we see discontent on the economy. Only 44% say the national economy is in good shape. 55% say not in good shape. Jobs are seen as worse than 4 years ago, and the American public is divided on the war in Iraq. 49% approve, 47% disapprove, and most say the war has not improved the nation's security. So we have a lot of negative stuff, but in the way people think about the last 4 years, but still a majority saying they approve of the way President Bush has handled his job.
I want to go back to NPR's Mara Liasson. This is, we're just after 7 o'clock on the East Coast, just after 4 on the West Coast, a prime commuting time and a lot time when a lot of people would be going to the polls and potentially confronting very, very long lines. Is that a problem for these campaigns?
Well, the campaigns have done everything they can to get people to the polls. Now they have to keep them waiting to get into the polls, I guess we'd put it. They got them to turn out. Now they don't want them to turn away. And what they're doing is trying to people who are basically celebrities and big draws in the African-American community to make calls to African-American radio stations to say, even if they're long lines, you got to go and you got to stay. They don't want people to think it's going to be too much of a chore. Democrats have sent some of their biggest draws, like Bill Clinton or Al Sharpton, to key states where they can literally go to some of these lines. I mean, I'll tell you, if you are an African-American voter who's standing in a long line, you'd probably stay there if you saw Bill Clinton working the line, as long as he was 100 yards from the polling place.
Exactly. I want to turn to NPR's Debbie Elliott, who's in Tallahassee, Florida, tonight at the Republicans' election night headquarters there. Debbie? Are you there?
Hi, Melissa. I'm here.
Great. We've been talking about lines at polling places, and I wonder what you've seen in and around Tallahassee today.
You know, not a lot of long lines here in Tallahassee, but high voter turnout being reported by the election officials. The voters here know they're under a lot of scrutiny. There have been international observers here. There, of course, are poll watchers and lawyers from both parties at all the precincts that we've come across, as well as folks with the Election Protection Coalition. And the consensus seems to be among all those groups that things are going pretty smoothly here.
Tallahassee obviously was the focus for weeks of court battles over the 2000 result, and after that, Florida made a big effort to reform its voting systems. What are people saying about how that's turning out? If these irregularities are as scattered as you say, it sounds like it might have worked out pretty well.
Well, according to Secretary of State Glenda Hood, you know, she's saying this shows that election reforms have been a success, that this is an important day in history for Florida, and it's a success story. We also ran into the chair of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, DeForest Sories, at a polling precinct in a predominantly African-American neighborhood here in Tallahassee, and he echoed those sentiments. He says there's been a lot of work done in Florida. He said, quote, the state has done a phenomenal job in managing this election. So the issues are small. They're not huge overall mismanagement of the polling place, but individual issues that come up with individual voters. For example, provisional ballots.
Both sides are lawyered up, though, ready to contest a result if it's close or problematic. Are you seeing signs of that?
You know, so far the lawyers that we've spoke with say they are not filing any legal action right now and have no plans to, but they are standing by and waiting, and they've been at all of the polling places today. But so far, no lawsuits filed at the Leon County Courthouse here in Tallahassee.
Andy Cohut, one of the exit poll questions that you've been looking at is what people say about the process, and what do they say this time?
Well, there's a lot of skepticism. Nationwide, only 51% say they're very confident that the vote's going to be counted fairly in their state. And when we look at the Florida exit poll, that falls to 37%. When we look at the Ohio exit poll, it falls to 40%. So the memories of 2000 and the concerns that have been expressed about the counting of the vote this year are very much in the minds of voters as they were casting their ballots today.
Mara Liasson, as you look back over the shape of this presidential race, which didn't look like John Kerry would be the nominee for some time, how do you see it playing out? How do you see it evolving, or has it been static the whole way through?
I think it's been static. I think it's been remarkably static. Obviously, it's been a dramatic race. It's been a race that's probably gotten more interest and attention from the American people than any other in recent memory. But I think it's been remarkably static because the country is so perfectly divided. And no matter what happened, neither of these candidates got a comfortable lead. No one broke away. There wasn't some kind of late-breaking trend like you saw in 1980 where it was clear that the undecideds were breaking for the challenger. Even Osama bin Laden, who showed up, I guess he was what passed for an October surprise this year, he didn't have any measurable effect on this race. This race has been a virtual dead heat, and it's been characterized, I think, by the kinds of things that Andy just talked about, the fact that the majority of the country thinks the country is going in the wrong direction. President Bush has the kind of approval rating that's hovering on the limit or on the edge of the danger zone for incumbents. And that certainly has stayed static throughout the whole race.
And looking ahead just a little bit, at 8 o'clock Eastern time, polls will have closed around the state of Florida as well as New Hampshire, another battleground this year, Pennsylvania, another big electoral prize. At 7:30, polls will close in Ohio, and we'll be waiting for the results of those. Thanks to the three of you. NPR's Mara Liasson, Andy Cohut, president of the Pew Research Center, and NPR's Debbie Elliott in Tallahassee.